Hello, English language learners out there. How is everyone doing this week? So, I have been learning Spanish for 10, 15 years, since around 2004. And I have been living in a Spanish-speaking country for 5 years. And I have many Spanish-speaking friends and Spanish-speaking students. Okay. So I've noticed that there are some mistakes that Spanish speakers make, also my Chinese students make. I know that I don't speak perfect Spanish, so I know that it's difficult for you too. Here's a very common mistake that I hear Spanish speakers and French speakers make. I was in England during 2 weeks. Now, why is this wrong? I want you to watch this until the very end, and I will tell you the answer, okay? To make this more fun, try to correct each mistake that I show you and see if you were correct. Also, repeat with me each correct example that I give you so you can practice and not make the same mistakes again.
I go to home.
This is wrong because home is an adverb of place in this sentence.
Adverbs of place don't use to. We say, I go here, I go everywhere, I go in, etc.
It's not somewhere you can go to. Just like you wouldn't say, I go to there, which is an adverb of place, or I go to down, that's an adverb of place, you don't say I go to home. Say this instead.
I go home after I go to work. I go here to read a good book. I live near to the store.
I think a lot of my students mix up next to, close to, with near, which you don't use a to with. So, say this instead. Repeat after me.
I live near the shopping mall. My workplace is close to the river. I sat next to my friend at dinner. When I was 3 years old, my mother said to me, eat all your vegetables.
I'll hear a lot of my students saying this exact same thing when they're telling a story. So when we're telling a story, it's more common to hear tell or told. Sometimes you may also hear said to, but the said needs a to. So say this instead. Repeat after me.
Yesterday, my boss told me to make a presentation. Last week, my friend said to me, let's go on a trip together. When I was in New York City, I saw a famous walking down the street. I saw Justin Bieber.
So I've heard a lot of my students using famous like it's a noun, like a writer. I saw a writer walking down the street. I saw a politician walking down the street. I think this is because in Spanish, you say el famoso, los famosos. It's a noun. But in English, we have to say the famous person, the famous woman. It's only an adjective. So, here are some correct examples. Repeat after me.
When I was in New York City, I saw a famous person. I want to be a famous singer. I went to Disneyland in Paris last week. It was so funny.
Many students confuse fun and funny, but they are different things. So fun is usually a movie, a person, an event, an activity. It's something that gives you joy, that's fun to do. But funny, we only use it for a comedy movie.
Or it can be a funny person, a funny book, anything that can make us laugh.
So that's so funny. It makes me laugh. That person is so funny.
The joke is so funny.
So very different. Use them in different ways. And usually when we're talking about anything, just say fun. It's probably the correct answer. Repeat these correct examples with me.
Disneyland is so fun. I had fun at Disneyland. That movie is so funny. I want to find a good job. I need an advice. I want to be healthy. I need some advices.
Both of these are wrong. Why? Well, advice is uncountable.
Uncountable words are words we can't count, like hair. I have brown hairs. Can you count all the hairs on your head? No. So we say, I have brown hair.
So we don't say a or an in front of it. We also can't make it plural. We can only say some advice.
It's also correct to say nothing in front. For example, I want milk. I want chocolate.
Just like we don't say, I want a milk. I want a sugar. I want milks. I want sugars. You have to say only, I want some sugar. I want some milk. Here are some correct examples. Repeat after me.
I want to find a good job. I need some advice. I want to make friends. Can you give me some advice? I want to be healthy. I need a lot of advice. Last night, my friend was in a bad neighborhood and some man stolen her. Don't go down that street at night, or someone may steal you.
For this word steal, you need the word from. I think that my students confuse steal and rob. With the word rob, you don't need from. So you could say, he robbed me. Or you can say, he stole from me. Repeat these correct examples after me.
Last night, my friend was in a bad neighborhood and some man robbed her. Don't go down that street at night, or someone may steal from you. So, where do you work now? Last year, I worked at Google, but actually, I work at Amazon.
So this is a false cognate, because it doesn't mean the same thing, but the words are almost the same. Actually, in English, means de verdad. In Spanish, it means really, the truth. It's something that you use to change your mind or to clarify something. And it's comparable to French, like en fait or de hecho, also in Spanish.
You can also use it to disagree with someone politely. India has the most people in the world. Actually, China has the most people in the world, but India is in second place.
When I'm speaking Spanish, I sometimes will make this mistake too, and I have to correct myself. I will change my order for something with the server and...
Para beber, ¿qué quieres?
¿Me pone un vino tinto?
Vale, enseguida.
And instead of saying, oh, de verdad, I'll say, actualmente, quiero el café y no el vino.
¿No guardáis tu anta café?
So, something like that. What you should say instead is nowadays. Nowadays. Actualmente in English is nowadays. Repeat these examples after me.
Last year, I worked at Google, but nowadays, I work at Amazon. Yesterday, I went to a coffee to eat a sandwich.
So, when we talk about the place where you get coffee, we don't make it a coffee. So I know in Spanish, you go to the cafe, you drink the cafe, but nowadays in English, we actually say we go to the cafe. That's a name for the place that we get coffee. We can also say coffee shop. That's another thing that's very common. So repeat these with me.
Yesterday, I went to a cafe to eat a sandwich. Let's meet at the coffee shop. Do you want to go hiking today? Let's make it.
This one is hard for Spanish speakers because you only have one word for make and do in Spanish, and that's hacer. If you want to make it easy, you should write down each new phrase that you learn with make. Like, I make the bed. So write it down together with it, with what activity you do. I do homework. Write that down in your notebook. Do. And also, remember that do is something that we do, an activity. And make is when we create something. So we make a cake. We make a sandcastle. Etc.
Do you want to go hiking today? Let's do it. Do you want to make a fire? Let's make it. It's time to learn Spanish.
I saw this on an advertisement for a Spanish teacher on Facebook the other day. Maybe I should have corrected him, but... So, always remember to have the subject in English. We need its. It needs to be its. It sounds similar to is, so maybe that's why my students don't hear that it's necessary. Repeat after me.
It's time to go. It's time for dinner. I've been knowing my best friend since we were 5 years old. I know my friend for 20 years.
This is difficult for Spanish speakers because you only have one word for all of these, conocer. But in English, we will just use present perfect. I have known my friend for 10 years. Repeat after me.
I have known my friend since we were 15 years old. I've known my friend for 20 years. I've been friends with her for 10 years. Approximately 10 million people live in my city.
This isn't incorrect. It's just that it sounds way too formal. And it's not a word that I will ever use. I would say instead, roughly or more or less. For example, in my city, there are roughly 10 million people. In my city, there are more or less 10 million people. Repeat after me.
Roughly 10 million people live in my city. There are 10 million people who live in my city, more or less. I'm going on a travel.
by Marco Polo, The Travels of Marco Polo, I've seen an example of where it was in use. But nowadays, we use travel more as a verb, and we use trip as the noun. So I would say it like this.
I travel to Asia every year. This are my parents.
This is really hard for some Spanish speakers to differentiate. It's hard for me too in Spanish. Sometimes I mix them up, but I'm working on it right now and practicing. It's really easy. Just think of it as this and that. This being close, that being far, for one thing. And these, close, those, far. All right, for two or more things.
This is my friend. That is my car over there. Hello. These are my parents. Do you want to meet my parents? Those are my parents over there. Pronunciation mistakes.
These are some pronunciation mistakes I hear my students make. It's not vegetable. It's vegetable. Women, woman. Or is it woman, women? This is confusing because look, the W-O and the W-O of both of them sound different even though the letters are the same, and the M-A-N and M-E-N sound the same even though the letters are different. So one is women. Two is women. It's not chocolate. It's chocolate. Well, that's how I say it. I swallow the O. I never say it. I say it as two syllables. But my husband says it this way. Three, go.
Chocolate.
I think this is hard because it's so close to English. And I noticed that when words are very similar in English and Spanish, I always say it more the English way too. So it's not clothes, it's clothes. Like close the door, close your eyes. Well, that is it for today. I hope you have learned all of the mistakes that you might be making and that you will break the bad habits and just practice this and you won't be making the same mistakes anymore.
Remember this from the beginning of the video?
I was in England during 2 weeks.
Why is this wrong? Well, in English we always use for and never during to show how long. So the answer is, I was in England for 2 weeks.
Remember, you can go to www.pensareningles.thinkific.com after each episode to get resources, transcriptions, and exercises and vocabulary for every episode. See you next time!